Good morning. It is now 10:31 a.m. My name is Anna Van Degna, and this is a special meeting of the Oversight Board for Wednesday, August 6, 2025. Today's meeting is being held in hybrid format. Members of the public can participate and provide comments both in person at City Hall and remotely through WebEx. Thank you to the staff and guests who will be participating in today's meeting. Thank you all for joining us. Madam Secretary, please call the first item.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The first order of business is item one, roll call. Board members, please respond when I call your name. Board Member Corrett.
Present.
Board Member Iberi.
Present.
Board Member Lee.
Here.
Vice Chair Ely.
Present.
And Chair Van Degna.
Present.
All members of the board are present. Chair, we have a quorum. Please note that a seat for the City and County of San Francisco and for the Community College are vacant. Madam Chair.
The Oversight Board acknowledges that we are on the unceded ancestral homeland, the Ramaytu Shalone, where the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. As the indigenous stewards of this land, in accordance with their traditions, the Ramaytu Shalone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten their responsibilities as the caretakers of this place, as well as for all peoples who reside in their traditional territory. As guests, we recognize that we benefit from living and working in their traditional homeland. We wish to pay our respects by acknowledging the ancestors, elders, and relatives of the Ramaytu Shalone community and by affirming their sovereign rights as First Peoples. Madam Secretary, please call the next item.
The next order of business is item two, approval of minutes, special meeting of January 30th, 2025. Madam Chair.
Do we have any comments on the minutes from fellow board members? Madam Secretary, do we have any members of the public who wish to speak on this item?
If there are any members of the public who wish to provide public comment on the minutes, please call 415-655-0001. Enter access code 2662-803-5081, followed by the pound sign, then the pound or number sign again. When prompted, please press star 3 to be placed in the queue. If you're already listening to us by phone, please press star 3 to raise your hand if you'd like to provide a comment on the minutes. And if you are on the WebEx app, please locate the raise hand icon and press that to get placed in the queue. And we'd like to start with inviting members of the public who are here in person. If you'd like to provide a comment, you may come up to the podium at this time. And again, if this is regarding the minutes. Seeing none in person, moving over to the remote meeting. There are any members who'd like to comment? Madam Chair, I do not see any members wishing to comment on the minutes.
Hearing no request to speak on the item, I will close public comment. Board members, can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Thank you. And do I have a second?
I'll second.
Madam Secretary, could you please take roll call on this item?
Board members, please announce your vote for item two, the minutes, when I call your name. Board Member Corrett.
Aye.
Board Member Iberi.
Aye.
Board Member Lee.
Yes.
Vice Chair Ely.
Yes.
And Chair Van Degna.
Aye.
Chair, the vote is 5 ayes.
The motion carries. Madam Secretary, please call the next item.
The next order of business is item three, announcements. Item A, the next scheduled meeting will be held in person at City Hall, room 408, on Thursday, September 4, 2025 at 1:30 p.m. Item B, announcement of prohibition of sound producing electronic devices during the meeting. Please be advised that the ringing of and use of cell phones, pagers, and similar sound producing electronic devices are prohibited at this meeting. Please be advised that the chair may order the removal from the meeting room of any persons responsible for the ringing of or use of a cell phone, pager, or other similar sound-producing electronic device. Item C, announcement of public comment procedures. Please be advised, a member of the public has up to 3 minutes to make pertinent public comments on each agenda item unless the board adopts a shorter period on any item. During each public comment period, members of the public attending the meeting in person will have an opportunity to provide their comments. It is strongly recommended that members of the public who wish to address the board fill out a speaker card and submit the completed card to the board secretary. Members of the public who are joining remotely will be instructed to dial 415-655-0001, enter the access code, which is 2662-803-5081. You'll be asked to press the pound or number sign, then the pound or number sign again to enter the call. And when prompted, please press *3 to submit your request to speak. If you are already on the phone, please wait for the public comment portion to be announced, then press *3 to be placed in the queue. When you dial *3, you will hear the following message. You have raised your hand to ask a question. Please wait to speak until the host calls on you. When you hear your line has been unmuted, this is your opportunity to provide your public comment. You will have 3 minutes. Please speak clearly and slowly. You will be placed back on mute once you are done speaking. Copies of today's meeting materials are available online at sfocii.org under the Oversight Board and Public Meetings tab. The next order of business is item 4, consent agenda. There are no consent agenda items. The next order of business is item 5, the regular agenda. Agenda item 5A is election of chair and vice chair. Discussion and action. Madam Chair.
Questions for the office of chair.
I'll nominate Lydia if you are so inclined to consider the nomination. I mentioned this to the director, but I think it's better for someone who is more permanent in their role. I am in elected official position, so I think that given your experience, it makes sense. Oh, and I can also nominate if Anna, you also would be so interested to be VP. Vice chair.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for chair? Okay. Hearing none, nominations for the office of chair is closed. Madam Secretary, do we have anyone from the public who wishes to speak on this item?
At this time, members of the public who wish to provide public comment on 5A for the chair nomination, please call 415-655-0001, enter access code 2662-803-5081, followed by the pound sign and then the pound sign again to enter the call. Press *3 to be placed in the queue. An automated voice will let you know when it is your turn. If you're already listening to us by phone, please press *3 if you'd like to provide a comment. And we'll begin. If you are on the WebEx app, you can raise your hand by locating the raise hand icon. And we'll begin by inviting members of the public here in person. If you'd like to provide a comment, you may come up to the podium at this time.
My name is Francisco Da Costa, and I've been monitoring the redevelopment here in this city. And I think whoever is the chair should chronologically know the harm done by the redevelopment agency. Now, you know that not long ago, the governor chose to allow San Francisco to be in place because we had a city and county of San Francisco. We stretched at one time from San Francisco to Palo Alto. That's why we are called the city and county of San Francisco. We get people who have no clue about the suffering of our people, especially in the Bayview. And the OCII and the successor agency are just looking at money, bonds, and some sort of infrastructure without any standards. And so we need a leader who serves the people, because our leaders don't serve the people. We are in a mess today, and you know what the mess is. we are going to lose our democracy. We need leaders to serve the people. Once you serve the people, they will vote for the right people. And what happens is our democracy will prevail. And it starts right here at City Hall. City Hall today is not doing what it's supposed to do. OCII and y'all who belong to the successor agency of the redevelopment, y'all are you have two commissions. Two commissions. And y'all are not serving the people. All sorts of problems. People are living in RVs. Then the mayor says, oh, if you park your RV can be in this place only for 24 hours. What the hell is the people going to do after 24 hours? Where are they going to go? So what happens is, when you're a leader, good leaders know the way, show the way, and go the way. When you're a leader, and you have empathy, not compassion, empathy, you do something. We want action. So I've been at this place for thousands of times because of ethics, because of whatever. And we need to do right. And all of us can do right. And San Francisco can do right, named after St. Francis. We need to serve the people. We need to uplift the people. We need to be a good leader. Thank you very much.
Are there any other members who'd like to come up to the podium?
Good morning. My name is Kurt Kaywood, D'Archambault. I'm indigenous to San Francisco. My family has been here since 1881. And today, as this board prepares to issue an allocation bond for the new redevelopment, we are still being excluded from the future of the land we now ceded. I do not oppose the agenda, item 5B. I offer an alternative. You must place a moratorium.
Sir, if you're commenting on 5B, that's the next item.
Yes, sir.
We're on 5A, the elections. You can continue your comment if you wish, but it's off agenda. You can come back if you'd like on 5B, which is the next item.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And moving, seeing there are no other members of the public in person, we do see a member who raised their hand remotely.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Oh, hello. Hi, everyone. This is Ace on the Case, Washington. This is my first time doing this. I couldn't make it there. I'm out of town. But listen, I am appalled. First of all, I apologize for saying this to this commission oversight. I don't know none of y'all. I don't recognize the names. And this oversight board, I guess this is the first time y'all been together. Hold up. Let me go back on. Last time y'all met was January the 30th, 2025. And I missed it coming in to talk about that. But I'd like to get a copy of the minutes y'all talk about. I'm Mike Francisco. Listen, y'all got to see Commissioner of Investment, OCI, has canceled so many damn meetings. I don't know why they even meet. Excuse me. I don't even know why y'all meet, because y'all miss so many damn meetings. And when there's something for important to talk about, you can't, because it's a canceled meeting. But I came to your last meeting to talk about the garage, and I'll come back and talk about that when it's over the board. Listen, I'm confused here. This is an oversight board. You got an OCC. But originally, like, I don't know none of y'all characters. I go back with Francisco when we used to go against redevelopment 30 years ago. And now here we are in 2025 when redevelopment has been dissolved and there's supposed to be an OCII over it. And then I remember when it first happened back in 2012, an oversight board. None of y'all was on that board. And none of y'all know what the hell's going on with redevelopment, I suspect. But the bottom line is, what the hell's going on here at City Hall, which I call Silly Hall? And this is one of the reasons I call Silly Hall, not that it's laughable, but so many damn things be going on in City Hall. Excuse my friends, but I'm not there. But you know, I'm talking the truth. This board, oversight board, I don't know what y'all do or what y'all have done since 2012 or whatever. It's been changed and changed like people changed.
Mr. Washington? Sorry to interrupt, yeah. Mr. Washington. We're still on item 5A, if you'd like to speak regarding the actual items on the agenda.
Okay, yeah. So the minutes and all that. I'd like to get a copy of the minutes. I'll come down to City Hall tomorrow. I'm out of town and get a copy of the minutes and try to find out what the hell y'all approving the minutes. And now y'all are finna have elections. Well, who are y'all? I mean, who put y'all there? Is this, and listen, on this paper here, it doesn't say it's from the mayor's office or who's the director. What is this oversight board? What is it? I'm appalled because I got this special meeting. Like yesterday, OCI canceled like they normally do, and now you got a special meeting with y'all. I'm not there.
Thank you, Mr. Washington.
Thank
you, Mr. Washington.
Okay, I'll wait for the next time to speak. My name is Ace, damn it, and I'm on the case.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Are there any other members of the public wishing to comment at this time? Madam Chair, I do not see any other members with their hands raised. Thank you.
Thank you. Hearing no further requests to speak, I will close public comment. Do I have a motion to elect Lydia Ely as the new chair?
So moved.
Great. Can I get a second?
I'll second that.
Madam Secretary, please call roll.
Board members, please announce your vote. For item 5A for chair, voting Director Lydia Ely as the new chair. Please announce your vote when I call your name. Board Member Corrett.
Aye.
Board Member Iberi.
Aye.
Board Member Lee.
Yes.
Board Member Vandegna. Chair Vandegna, excuse me.
Yes.
And new chair Ely.
I'm allowed to vote.
Yeah.
Yes.
Madam Chair, vote is 5 ayes.
Fantastic. The motion carries. The elected chair of the Oversight Board is Chair Lydia Ely. Chair Ely will now continue with the meeting.
Thank you so much. Been excited to test out this gavel. All right. So now I will entertain nominations for the office of vice chair. Are there any nominations for vice chair?
If you would be interested in being vice chair, I'd like to nominate Anna Vandegna for that position.
Madam Secretary, do we have anyone from the public who wishes to speak on this item?
Have you all chosen a vice chair candidate?
They nominated Director Vandegna, Anna Vandegna, who's the former chair. I'll call out the announcements first, and then I'll call you first. So at this time, if there are any members of the public wishing to comment, please call 415-655-0001. Enter access code 2662-803-5081, followed by the pound or number sign and the pound or number sign again to enter the call. Press *3 if you wish to provide a public comment on this item. If you're already listening to us by phone and would like to provide public comment, please press *3 to raise your hand. If you're on the WebEx app, locate the raise hand icon. And again, to remind everyone, we are commenting on item 5A for the vice chair nomination only. So we'd like to invite members of the public in person, starting with Mr. Acosta.
At the beginning, when y'all started this session, y'all mentioned something about some vacant seats that had to be filled. Did I hear y'all wrong? Are some seats vacant for the public?
Yes, we have some vacancies.
Mr. DaCosta, the public comment is lay your question on for the record, and we can answer later, but we, as you remember, we don't go back and forth.
I know,
we can confirm.
Okay, fine, I got you. So the vice chair and the chair. The chair, I've seen you a couple of times at City Hall dealing with housing. So again, the vice chair and the chair at this time, right here in San Francisco, because of the issues that you have to deal with. For example, you know, it's a shame that we can't even provide the right information to Sacramento when it comes to the housing element. So the vice chair and the chair should also be concerned that we just cannot be building stuff in this city, and we don't address clean drinking water. Okay? We use clean drinking water in San Francisco to flush the commode. We should use gray water. Now, we have immigrants here. We have very poor people here. They need good housing. They don't need to live in tents. I've been doing this for 50 years. So I have a clean, straight, focused idea of what is happening. I ran the Presidio, 1,480 acres, 650 facilities, over 15,000 homes or houses. Okay, so this is a tough job. This is not a job that you're appointed for so that you can, I don't know what. And I'm not judging anybody. This is a tough job. Y'all got about $230 million that y'all can spend for housing. In the past, the monies y'all built for housing, that housing is, elevators don't work, they're in filthy conditions. You have to tackle that, both the chair and the vice chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other members who wishes to provide a comment on item 5A for the vice chair nomination? Seeing none in person, we do have a caller online. I think it disappeared. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Okay. Am I live now?
Yes. And we are still on the vice chair nomination. So comments for that.
Vice chair, I want to give a shout out to Francisco of his 50 years involved down there at City Hall. Oh, I call it Silly Hall. I've been with him. We used to do the 1-2 punch, and we had Espinola Jackson. We did the 1-2-3 punch. And then we had some old community people that used to come down to the old redevelopment agency. But my question is, and I'll go back to this election, who is the boss of this so-called real oversight? Is it the OCII or you guys, the oversight board? Are y'all supposed to be right back to the state, to the governor, to find out what's happening? I really don't know. So when I get back to the city, I'll find out. I forgot that there was an oversight board. When y'all only meet, what, 2 times a year? And all this development and stuff going on in San Francisco? Nevertheless, about what, you know, you took away the Fillmore. And that's who I'm representing. I'm the Fillmore Corridor Ambassador. I'm not the mayor. I'm not the supervisor, but damn it, I am the Fillmore Corridor Ambassador. And y'all better put some respect on that name. Now, this the these people here, these oversight people, I don't – listen, the paper that you have here, you don't even have the mayor's name on there. You don't – who's the director? Who's the director of this? And if, I'm looking at a piece of paper here saying special meeting. Please change the locations. But damn it, ain't no, it ain't official. You don't have the mayor's name up there. You don't have the director of the OCI up there. So is this official or what's going on? You could answer me that later. But I am appalled of this agency, whoever it is, trying to, I just don't, I'm just so confused. I mean, back in the days, we dealt with redevelopment agency, and we knew what we had to do, come down there and deal with it. But now you got the OCII that don't deal with the Fillmore no more. And now you got the oversight board. You're electing the board there. I don't know neither of y'all from Tom, Dick, or Harry. Excuse me, I'm not there. I don't know in person, but the names I do not recognize. And you guys are appointed by who? By whom? The mayor? The mayor's name is not on there. So I'm going to, when I get back to the city tomorrow, I'm going to make that, this meeting right here, I think is out of order. I think it needs to say, oh, let's cancel this meeting and get back to business and do the thing right by first labeling the mayor. Got the name's got to be on the left-hand side in your director. Do y'all see what I'm talking about? I'm way here. I ain't going to tell you where I'm at. But I'm not even there, and I see a violation going on right now.
And thank you, Mr. Washington.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Is my time up?
Yes, that's the timer. Thank you.
Wait, was that 2 minutes or 3 minutes?
That was 3 minutes. Thank you. Madam Chair, I do not see any other members wishing to comment at this time.
Thank you. Hearing no further requests to speak, I will close public comment. Do we have a motion to elect Anna Van Degna as the new vice chair?
So moved.
And I'll second that.
Madam Secretary, please call roll.
Board members, please announce your vote for item 5A for the nomination of vice chair, being Anna Van Degna or board member Van Degna. If you could please announce your vote when I call your name. Board Member Corrett.
Aye.
Board Member Iberi.
Aye.
Board Member Lee.
Yes.
Now Vice Chair Van Degna. And Chair Ely.
Yes.
Madam Chair, the vote is 5 ayes.
The motion carries. The elected Vice Chair of the Oversight Board is Anna Van Degna. Thank you, everyone. Madam Secretary, please call the next item.
The next order of business is item 5B, approving under sections 34177.7A1A, 34177.7A1B, 34177.7F, and 34180B of the California Health and Safety Code, the issuance of new money tax allocation bonds by the successor agency to the Redevelopment Agency of the City and County of San Francisco and related actions, affordable housing obligations, transfer infrastructure obligations, discussion and action, resolution number 2-2025. Director Koslofsky.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Greetings, members of the Oversight Board, members of the public. This item is for $175 million new bond issuance, new tax bond issuance for the under-ramp Transbay area for infrastructure and park construction, as well as affordable housing projects in Mission Bay and Candlestick. As we stated at the beginning, the amount is not to exceed $175 million. And to present this is Nick Jones, the debt manager for OCII. Nick.
Good morning, board members, Chair Ely and Vice Chair Van Degna. I'm Nick Jones, debt manager at OCII. And we'll have a presentation up here. I think, yeah. Okay, great. So as Director Koslofsky mentioned, we're going to be discussing the 2026A and 2026B tax allocation bonds, which will fund affordable housing and transit infrastructure. OCII has enforceable obligations that we're authorized to issue bonds to finance per the Health and Safety Code, which is part of dissolution law. Two of these enforceable obligations are affordable housing, and we have an obligation for 4,334 units. Of those units, 2,100 are already completed, 330 are in construction, 662 are in pre-development, and there are further units contemplated to be constructed in future years. The other enforceable obligation is the Transbay Infrastructure Obligation, as required by the Transbay Implementation Agreement. And the enabling authority to issue bonds to fund these enforceable obligations is California Health and Safety Code Sections 34177.7 A1A and A1B. The overview of the two series of bonds we propose issuing is the 2026A taxable bonds, which will fund a portion of the Transbay Underrent Park project. That's the private use portion, which is not eligible for tax exempt financing, as well as 341 units of affordable housing. That represents 15% of OCI's remaining enforceable obligation to build affordable housing. And the breakdown in the table below, you can see, as Director Kieslowski mentioned, the housing projects will be in the Mission Bay South area. So that's Block 4 East A, 165 units, and in the Candlestick Point project area. That's Block 11A, 176 units, for a total of 341 units. The other series of bonds contemplated to be issued is the 2026 Series B tax exempt bonds, and those would fund the Transbay Underrent Park project's public use portion, and that's the portion that is eligible for tax exempt financing. And just a note here below about the Transbay Underrent Park project, the site requires some amount of remediation and will require further environmental investigation. So there's a possibility we may delay the bond issuance that's associated with the Transbay Underrent Park project, if necessary, given how the process of the remediation goes forward. This is a breakdown of the sources by uses of the two bond series. You can see the 2026A taxable bonds in the left column and the 2026B tax exempt bonds in the right column. In the uses section, you can see that the 2026A taxable bonds will fund about 98 million of affordable housing projects and 20 million of Transbay projects. And that's the private use portion of Transbay that's not eligible for tax exempt financing. And then the 2026B bonds, you can see, will fund about 13 million of the Transbay project fund. And then the other costs in there are reserves, cost of issuance, other transaction costs that are common for a tax allocation bond issuance. And a note below, and to expand on the note below, this is an estimate. This is preliminary. The actual issuance amount will be finalized in the weeks before the bond issuance and will be based on the most up-to-date project costs and market conditions. Also, the split between the taxable portion to fund Transbay Underrent Park and the tax-exempt portion is estimated conservatively and will depend on the completion of bond counsel's tax due diligence. So at this point, we can't give certainty as to what portion, if any, of the Transbay project is eligible for tax-exempt financing, but this is our best estimate at this point. The proposed action before the Oversight Board is to make determinations per various sections of the Health and Safety Code related to OCI's issuance of these tax allocation bonds. So they would authorize OCII to recover our issuance costs from the proceeds of the bonds, authorize OCII to expend bond proceeds to finance the affordable housing obligations and the Transbay project area infrastructure obligations that we've just presented, and authorize OCII to receive our administrative cost allowance with no deductions related to the bonds. It would also entitle us to recover our cost of issuance incurred for issuance of the bonds from property tax without reduction in our administrative cost allowance. There are also two main documents that are approved under this action, and you'll see in the attachment that the commission has already approved the forms of these two documents. The first is the third supplement to the indenture of trust. That document lays forth the date, manner of payment, interest rates, and payment dates, denominations, form, and other terms and features of the bonds. It's essentially the governing document for the bonds while they're outstanding. The second document is the bond purchase contract, and that's a contract between OCI and the underwriter to purchase and then sell the bonds to investors. It lays forth the principal amount, coupons and yields of the bonds. All of that information will be determined on the day the bonds are sold or priced. And below, and also included in the attached OCI resolution, is the current market condition estimate of the bond series principal amount and interest cost. You can see that the 2026A principal amount is significantly larger, as we saw in the prior slide, and the true interest cost is significantly higher than the 2026B bonds, because the 2026A bonds are taxable bonds, so they're issued at a taxable interest rate, which is higher than the tax-exempt interest rate that the 2026B bonds will be issued at. So after today, the next steps necessary to complete the proposed bond transaction would be, we would submit the Oversight Board resolution and related documents to the State Department of Finance for review and approval. They have 65 days to review and approve or not approve. After DOF approves, hopefully, we would go back to Commission for consideration of the preliminary official statement, which is the document that's issued to investors to sell the bonds, and get approval for the other actions necessary for issuance, so executing all the documents to close the bonds. Then in December, we would price the bonds. That's when the interest rates are set and finalized. And then in early 2026, in January, so first week of January, we would aim to close the bonds and receive the funds for the projects. So that concludes the presentation. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you for the presentation. I'll turn to my fellow board members for their comments and questions, and I have a few questions myself when you all are done with yours.
I have just a couple of questions. In the memorandum from Director Koslofsky on page 7, the last full paragraph before actions, it talks about how these bonds can be split and issued on different times. Will there be any increased costs to OCII to bear if that is done?
Yes. So if, for example, the Transbay project is delayed and that issuance is split and sold at a later time, we would have to prepare separate bond documents and a separate preliminary official statement to sell those bonds. And there would be some costs, some legal costs associated with doing that, probably in the tens of thousands range, not in the hundreds of thousands. And there's also it creates some uncertainty to, you know, the longer you wait, we don't know where interest rates are going to go, but also it means the longer you wait to issue the bonds, the less time you're paying interest for. So that may kind of offset the transaction costs, but that's a piece we don't know as much about because interest rates move sort of randomly.
If I could jump in with a follow-up question on the schedule, I did notice that there is this potential for a delay in the Transbay project. But I also noticed that on the housing projects, the earliest the funds are needed for the two projects is quarter two of 2027. And the other project is quarter three of 2028. So if the Transbay project is delayed, would there be any urgency to issuing the housing pieces so early, or would it be more likely that the whole issuance would be delayed as a piece?
Yeah, so the housing bonds have a fairly long lead time from when the funds are needed to when construction can actually start. There is an application process to another state entity, CIDLAC, for an application to receive the authority to fund these affordable housing projects. And the deadline for submitting that application is in early January. So that is kind of a deadline by which we would need to issue the housing bonds.
Because you need to have the funds in hand in order to commit them to the project.
Correct. Yeah, OCI needs to provide a commitment letter, a funding commitment letter as part of the application.
Great. Thank you so much.
My second question, I'm certain we'll have some follow-up questions from other board members, I'm hoping. But in very simple terms for the public to understand, what is the difference from OCII's perspective between a taxable bond and a tax exempt bond?
Yeah, the main difference is just it's a higher interest rate. So for example, if you're getting a mortgage and you could either get it at a 4% rate or a 6% rate, you know, you're going to pay more interest cost over the life of that loan. That's essentially the difference here, is it's just a higher interest rate. So more cost to us, more cost to pay tax increment to cover that.
Nick, can you go on further to explain the necessity for taxable bonds?
Oh, sure. So, you know, we would love to issue taxes at bonds if we could. We're actually required under dissolution law to pursue the lowest cost of financing. Tax-exempt bonds are not allowed to be used for infrastructure that's considered private use, and that would include, for example, a concessions kiosk that's contemplated in the Under Rent Park that would be leased to a private operator to sell, you know, refreshments. And so that private use kiosk cannot be built using tax-exempt money.
So that's only if you know that specific use at this moment in time, but you don't know the forever use of specific infrastructure that you, I mean, for some perhaps, but like that example you used, it might be privately operated or publicly operated now, but may change, let's say, 10 years from now.
Correct. Yeah. And that's part of the due diligence that bond counsel is going through. And, you know, we need to be as conservative as possible to say, okay, if this could ever be used by a private party, and there's certain management contracts you have to enter into to make it eligible or not for tax exempt taxable. So we'll know more about the split required under tax law as we get closer to issuing the bonds. But yes, there are considerations like that that would affect what portion we would need to issue taxable.
If I could just say slightly further, Director Lee, the design for the park is intending that to be a concession, food concession for that park. It's being designed that way. It's a building designed around those needs. You're right. It could end up not being that, but that's what it's being designed to be used for. And we have a operator who's intending to lease it through the East Cut Community Benefits District to activate that park as well.
Following up on this line of questioning, can you explain why affordable housing is not eligible for the tax exempt bonds? Because we at the city issue tax exempt bonds all the time for affordable housing construction.
Yeah, so that kind of ties into this application process that's going to start, or that the application is due in January. So housing is considered private use because somebody lives there, they have the key, it's not a publicly accessible space. So in order to issue tax exempt bonds for it, you have to go through a state application process to get private activity bond allocation to allow you to issue tax exempt bonds for what's otherwise a private use. So OCI is contributing taxable bonds as part of the application. The application will then go to the state to ask for permission to fund a portion of the projects, at least 50% under tax law, of the affordable housing project with tax exempt bonds. So there'll be kind of a combination of sources there.
Thank you very much. I did have one more question. So I noted that about 10% of the total bond amount is in a debt service reserve fund. So what happens to that money in the event that it's not needed on this particular issuance?
Yeah, so that money is set aside in a fund and stays in the fund for the entire time the bonds are outstanding. Once the final debt service payment of the bonds comes, so that, you know, the day they mature, that money is used to make the final payment. If there's excess money in there at any point, it's swept out into the debt service fund to make debt service payments. You know, if we earn interest on it or something like that.
So there's no world in which it's completely excess and surplus to the transaction?
We promise bond investors when the bonds are sold that it will remain in place for the life of the transaction. So no, I guess is the answer. We can't just take it all away at some point.
If I may, Board Member Ely, I believe, Nick, that if there are ever any excess proceeds, such as interest, that those funds would be used in a future recognized obligations payment schedule allocation for another enforceable obligation, such as affordable housing, and reused that way. So the cities would reduce the amount of ROPS authority that they would give us in any given year, for the state in this case, and we reduce it that way. Is that correct?
I believe we're required under the indenture to any interest earnings from that fund. That fund's very restricted. So I believe any interest earnings from it have to go to pay debt service, but that could then free up other money that was on the ROPS that we were going to use for debt service. And so sort of in a fungible way, then yes, we could have more money to spend on enforceable obligations.
I have a follow-up question on the affordable housing, the taxable bond. So I just want to try to understand it better. So if you apply to SIDLAC and get the private activity bond allocation, would that mean that a portion of the what's currently shown as taxable could be issued as tax exempt?
So we're providing sort of a subordinate lien loan to the project via the taxable bonds. We are not the ones sponsoring the application to SIDLAC. I believe it might actually be the city. So the tax exempt bond allocation would not go to us. So we unfortunately, could not issue these bonds tax exempt, but someone will if the SIDLAC application goes through. A different governmental entity will.
Thank you.
And Chair, Vice Chair Van Dena, I think also this is a not to exceed amount. It may end up being less if some of these things come to fore.
All right. Do we have any more questions from the board? All right. Madam Secretary, do you have any members of the public who wish to speak on this item?
Members of the public who wishes to provide a public comment on item 5B, please call 415-655-0001. Enter access code 2662-803-5081, followed by the pounder number sign and the pounder number sign again to enter the call. Then press *3 to raise your hand. If you're already listening to us by phone, please press *3 to raise your hand. I do see a couple of callers there, but we will begin with inviting members of the public in person to come up to the podium to provide their public comment.
Good morning again. My name is Kurt Kaywood, D.R. Chambeau. Again, I'm a copper-colored indigenous San Franciscan, and we've been here since 1881. And now I don't oppose the agenda, but I do have an alternative. And so you must place a moratorium on all redevelopment bonds. And historically, copper-colored indigenous and Black communities until we are fully included in the planning, oversight, and enforcement. We request the creation of a copper-colored, so-called Black Indigenous Land Trust, funded through the portion of these bonds to provide ancestral housing, entrepreneurship, preserve culture, reverse generations of lost caused by these agencies. We further demand that no future redevelopment project be approved without any consent of those descendants from San Francisco, copper-colored, so-called Black Americans, African Americans in San Francisco, in keeping with both natural law and equal protection guarantees of California's Constitution, both of 1849 and the present constitution. You have a legal and moral obligation to do better.
And we are here to ensure that that happens. I was raised, born and raised over in the Fillmore. I also had a place, so I still have a place in Bayview, Hutter's Point. And so I remember when you guys, not you in particular, but on Fell Street, the freeway was cut off. And that's where the hub of Fillmore was, where all the businesses were, where my father had a business. And so it was cut off, so the business, so individuals could not come into the area. Still that way today. Now you guys are going on the other side of town and restricting business there in the same manner and not allowing so-called Black Americans, copper-colored individuals, indigenous people that's from here to be included in what you're deciding now. And so that moratorium should be allowed it, and we should be, you know, hearing back from you, I hope, hopefully at some point. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
As a director of environmental justice advocacy, when they talk about the bonds, they'll say enabling authority, California Health and Safety Code, section 34177.7 1A 1B. I bet you none of y'all have read it. None of y'all have done a needs assessment on land that is prone to liquefaction in the Mission Bay. None of y'all know that depleted uranium was tested on Hunter's Point. And if you do some reading about that, you'll understand how long that contamination and that pollution lasts. As human beings, we have to live on land that is clean. Even as the person who was talking about the bond is telling you that, and it's even in the documents, there's an area there that, you know, remediation has to be done. And depending on the remediation, it depends if the bonds will be issued. The chair and the vice chair, you have a difficult job, believe me, because people are not going to be slipping as they were slipping before and looking the other way. We want housing, but good housing. The housing that was built in 2018 today is a mess because it wasn't built properly. And not only that, when you build something, you have to address quality of life issues, sanitation, recycling, you know? The OCII and y'all did not pay attention to the state park where the RVs were put there, and PG&E refused to provide electricity, messing the whole place. And now y'all mess the state park, the only state park that we had, because that should have gone to y'all. Y'all saw it, but you don't pay attention. Y'all don't do a needs assessment. Here you say, the California Health and Safety Code, you know, is an enabling authority. Yeah, why are they enabling authority when y'all who supervise certain things are not doing anything about it? We want quality housing, and we want the land to be cleaned. And we know that the Candlestick Point and the Mission Bay are not healthy places. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the public in person who'd like to come up to the podium to provide a comment? Seeing none in person, moving over to our remote callers.
Hi.
I think you need to maybe mute another device that may also be on to avoid the echoing. Yeah, okay, go ahead. Oh. Sorry, go ahead.
I am a native, born and raised in the area. And thank you, Francisco, such a great leader in our community, for pointing out the quality in regards to the affordable housing. I'm sorry, do you guys feel the echo?
There is a little bit of an echo. So maybe you have another device that you may be listening from. Either turn down that volume. But go ahead.
Okay, yes. So I'm here.
Oh, now we can't hear you. Sorry. Can you speak up a little bit? Or hello? I'm sorry. Can you speak up a little bit? Maybe turn up your volume again. I'm not sure where the echo is coming from.
Okay, yes. I wanted to comment earlier too and agree with what other callers who called in. In regards to this meeting.
Joyce, we still can't hear you. You're going to need to turn up that volume.
I don't know what you guys want me to do.
Okay, sorry.
He's having some audio issues. Submitted by writing.
Joyce, sorry about that, but due to the audio issues, you're welcome to submit your comment in writing. You can email it to myself. It's commissionsecretary.ocii@sfgov.org. You're welcome to also come by the office and drop off a written statement. I apologize for the audio technical issues, but we're moving on to the next caller.
Okay, am I live? This is eight.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear me? You can hear me loud and clear in your ear. So listen, I got 3 minutes here, so let me just go. What y'all talking about? Okay, I agree with that. But now my comment is, damn it, what happened to the Fillmore? I mean, you had 2 other people talk about from the Fillmore. We know that this agency or redevelopment was disassociated back in 2012 under Governor Brown. But then we got Governor Newsom that used to be the mayor here in San Francisco. Okay, well, hold up. We are going to have to organize a trip up to Sacramento to talk to Newsom about what the hell is going on in the Fillmore with the ROPs and all this other kind of stuff. It is totally ridiculous. And I guess the only way we could get it back on the agenda is we're going to have to file a lawsuit against y'all. Hey, so listen, I'm not going against my buddy there, Thor, because I've known Thor for years. And before they was disassociated, he used to be out at Hunters Point. He's a good project manager, and he's doing a good job right now. But damn it, let me get back to y'all. We need to file a lawsuit. And the bottom line is I'm doing a report on the rise and the fall of the redevelopment agency to tell how y'all messed us up in the Fillmore. And you still ain't did nothing. It is the dysfunctional A2 area, Western Addition, Fillmore, and now they call it D5. Okay, D5. And I'm going to bring it back alive. If I have to go to Newsom myself, he knows me. Ain't no, listen, Newsom really knows me very well, and I ain't bugged him since he's been the governor. But now since he's trying to be the president, I'm going to have to go to him and say, look, man, before you even think about being a president, you're going to have to fix the Western Addition, the dysfunctional. Listen, we got Safeway. We got the Addition. We got Buchanan Wide Mall. There ain't nobody working there. And soon we're going to have, with that project over the West, Freedom West. Listen here. The Western Addition is dysfunctional, and the city and county is responsible, and that includes Newsom because he was the mayor. But all of this has to be under a lawsuit because y'all don't pay us no attention. I'm up here, my blood pressure is going wild. Listen, we had a group out there in the Fillmore stopping the jobs at the Buchanan Mall. We didn't have not one black worker there. But if we had a redevelopment here, we would have something at least to talk about it. But I am so disappointed in this city and county, damn it. I'm 71 years old. And I've been doing this shit here, excuse my friends, since I was 40 years old. Back in the day, Cisco know what I'm talking about. He's been doing it a little longer than me. But Gavin, some of the old leaders are dead right now. So listen,
I'm going to close this.
It's a dysfunctional Fillmore, and we need attention. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We'll give Joyce another chance to maybe her audio is working. So, Joyce, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you again.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes. Okay. Much better. Thank you.
There's no more echo. Yes, I said. Yeah. So again, Joyce from the Bay from this Point area, and speaking of the affordable housing, I just wanted to touch on the fact that OCI was on the project when they were doing the new development and stuff there. And right now, what's going on in the neighborhood existing, everything is failing. We have old housing up there that's still standing, with okay quality. And here it is, we're talking about new development on land and everything that, that you guys are aware of. And in this meeting, this emergency meeting, it's just like a slap in our face. It's like, what's going on? What's really happening? There's no outreach. There's nothing. This is a fail to me as a resident, as a native, as somebody who's been there, who is a mother, a grandmother, who lived in this area all my life, who is very passionate about seeing. And then let's just talk about what's affordable. Affordable to who? You guys, we're talking about let's build all these affordable housing. Half of the people that's in our community have been pushed out or getting ready to be pushed out and already homeless. You have our community that's from, the Bayview that it isn't being, you guys, this meeting right here and OCI and everything that's going on, I'm just disappointed at how this meeting came around and just everything that, you commissioners or, this group is doing today. Unacceptable. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I do not see any other members of the public wishing to comment at this time.
Hearing no further requests to speak on the item, I will close public comment. Board members, I'll need a motion and a second for this item 5B.
I'll move this item for approval.
I'll second.
Madam Secretary, could you please take roll?
Board members, please announce your vote for item 5B when I call your name. Board Member Corrett.
Aye.
Board Member Barry.
Aye.
Board Member Lee.
Yes.
Vice Chair Van Degna.
Yes.
And Chair Ely.
Yes.
Madam Chair, the vote is 5 ayes.
The motion carries. Thank you. Madam Secretary, please call the next item.
The next order of business is item 6, new matters for future consideration. Madam Chair.
Board members, do we have any matters for future consideration? Seeing none, Director Keselowski, do we have any announcements today?
No announcements, Madam Chair. Thank you.
All right. So there are no new matters for future consideration. Can you please call the next item?
The next order of business is item 7, public comment on non-agenda items. Madam Chair.
Madam Secretary, do we have any members of the public who wish to speak?
If there are any members of the public who wish to speak and provide public comment on non-agenda items, please call 415-655-0001. Enter access code 2662-803-5081. Press the pound or number sign, then the pound or number sign again to enter the call. Press *3 to be placed in the queue. If you're listening to us by phone, please press *3 to raise your hand virtually. If you are on the WebEx app, locate the raise hand icon. And would like to begin by inviting members of the public in person. If you'd like to come up and provide public comment on non-agenda items, now is the time to come up to the podium. Thank you.
Commissioners, I want you all to pay keen attention to what I'm saying. We have a group of people in the Bayview, and we've given the controller, we've gone before the controller. We missed Todd, but Greg is a good guy. Greg Wagner. And we have given the controller's office empirical data. We believe in empirical data, not BS, like the OCII. You know, instead of dealing with housing and whatever and doing a right thing, they're giving commendation to some pastors that don't deserve anything. While the community is hurting, our women are hurting. Y'all women who are here should fight for the women. Ever since I was a young boy, I fought for the women. That's what my mother told me. Today, women have the power to do the right thing and they're doing the wrong thing. We cannot allow our children to die in the Bayview while the community benefits tied to the SFPUC, $300 million, were wasted by Duane Jones and Juliet Ellis. The controller knows everything, but somebody's putting a gun to his head. And we are going to meet him another time for the fourth time to talk about what's happening here. I don't care, you know, who appoints y'all, you know, and what ties you have to whoever you have it. I was six Army's congressional liaison. I had access to the 12 Western states, to the congressmen and to the senators. So I know a lot about this nation. And I know that it's people, stupid leaders, who don't do the right thing that have brought about the downfall of our democracy today. And it's very difficult once you tear down democracy to go back to it. So what are we going to do to the Bayview? I know Tor very well, and he knows me. I'm a straight shooter. No. I've never called Tor and said anything bad to him. He's just doing what he does. He's not going to bite the hand that feeds him. He wants a job. I'm an advocate. I have to speak truth to power. And I'm not afraid of anybody. Not afraid of anybody. But if you do wrong, I'm going to call you out. We have a group. We meet every Wednesday. Some are, we call them OGs or elders. Others are young. Joyce is my secretary, you know. But we don't have, you know, the right tools to even Zoom. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Acosta. Mr. Kaywood, you submitted a card. Would you like to speak on this?
I didn't have anything prepared, but, you know, I meet with Francisco on Wednesdays, and this is the reason I'm here. He gave me the information that you guys were presenting today. And since I have a historic connection to the city, that's why I'm here. And, you know, my family did this city quite well. In Western Addition, as well as in Bayview. And so listening to what I was listening to today, it's a bunch of private and public shuffling of money. And those that know about that, which you guys know, when you're on the private side, it's easy. On the public side, it's very hard to get the money. You guys make it very difficult to make change in the city, right? And so when you don't have private money and you guys prevent people from getting jobs so they can save to make a change, that's the problem. And so that's why I asked for the moratorium prior, and I hope it stands, and so we can make a change, literally, because now, as we know, around this country, we got people being deported because they're not supposed to be here. Some of you may be immigrants. I'm not sure. I'm not an immigrant. And so immigrants have more standing than the people that actually are from here, the indigenous people. And that's why I stand up for the indigenous people of San Francisco and of anywhere in the United States, because we're actually having it's a war, but it's not really it's a spiritual war. I don't deal with Democrats or Republicans. I don't deal with that. My father didn't teach me anything about politics. He taught me about business and integrity. And that's why I'm here today, to stand up for the integrity of San Francisco, and not just for Hunter's Point, but we were able to go throughout this city. There wasn't a place that I could not go in this city that I wasn't accepted. I played in Catholic schools, public schools. And so what you guys are doing, it's a hard job. But you guys, you have a moral responsibility to the people that are from here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other members of the public who wish to provide public comment on non-agenda items? Seeing none in person, moving over to our remote callers.
Okay, this is my father. Listen, I was listening to this thing. Let me go on the talk. Stop wasting time. But Francisco, I'm going to come to your next meeting on Wednesday. We definitely have to organize and go up to Sacramento to find out what the hell's going on. And so I want to say one last thing. I'm not mad at y'all OCC, especially about a third floor. I've been knowing you, brother, for years. But I do want to say my last statement. We go into Sacramento to organize and start, try to talk to the governor, see about these drops, and find out what's going on. And if he can't help us out, I'm going to tell him, man, I'm going to have to sue a redevelopment or OCI or whatever, because it's a dysfunctional situation in the Western Addition. I keep making that phrase, and I'm going to make that known to everybody. The A2 area, Western Addition, Fillmore, the D5 Fillmore, is dysfunctional. And so I can't say too much more than that, but I'm going to talk on my 3 minutes. Let me know. I'm sure you're going to let me know when my 3 minutes up. But and as far as the controllers, I'm going to have to get to Ragnar, whatever his name is, to find out what about what's happening. What's going on is problems with issues with Safeway, the Addition, and the West Side, or whatever the case may be. I'm just finished right now. Thank you very much. But one more last thing. Why don't y'all have any heading on the agenda? It doesn't say who the mayor was, or did he give you proper executive director? So is this agency for real or what? Why did y'all miss out putting that? And nobody, this emergency, nobody knew about this. Y'all ought to be ashamed of yourself. My name is Ace, damn it, and I'm on the case, over and out. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I have one more caller.
Thank you. I just want to be straight and forward. What's failing in our community, and you commissioners are aware of it, and you commissioners know firsthand that we are doing all of the redevelopment and all of this work in our communities, and we've been saying it every time we are here, that nobody in our community is working. There's no outreach, there's no jobs. There's a big concern that you commissioners are sitting there and are aware of this and having this meeting and not having this room packed because it affects our area is just really, really a slap in our face. Moving forward from that, I just hope that you commissioners all come to an understanding that we are not going to sit still knowing that this is happening and continue to happen right under our nose in broad daylight. It's like having a group of outsiders coming in and working right, coming, rearranging our own furniture right there in broad daylight. So there's nothing else that, you know, I have said and everybody here is saying, you know, to you guys just, and pretty much hopefully you guys are hearing us and hopefully you guys are going to be doing something better. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Chair, it does not appear we have any other callers wishing to comment at this time.
Hearing no further requests to speak on the item, I will close public comment. Madam Secretary, please call the next item.
The next order of business is item 8, adjournment. Madam Chair.
Board members, I'll need a motion and a second to adjourn.
So moved. I'll second.
The meeting is adjourned at 11:47 a.m. Thank you.